Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's many great talks today, and I'm really excited to be here as well. So let's begin. All right. How top VCs add value to portfolio companies? And I hope that some of you are startups funded by VCs, some of you are VCs. And if this reminds you of your investors, or if you are that investor, probably you will benefit from this talk. I'll try to keep it practical without the generic advice, fair term sheets, and sense of superiority. I also didn't bring my Patagonia vest, so sorry about that, but I think we have seen enough of them this week. In short about me, I lead venture partnerships in EMEA at Deal. I am related to VC ecosystem in many different ways. I have been a VC myself, having run a few programs of accelerators, as well as currently support, my team currently supports more than 100 VCs in Europe, including Octopus Ventures, GFC, Founders Factory, and many tier one funds from whom I can learn and who am I able to add value to. So all these kind of things I'll mention will be primarily the things they do, the things they do to support their startups, and the things that some of you as VCs or some of you as startups can get benefit from. So in this case, let's begin. You know, the goal of a VC is to support startups in general. And normally that happens in many different ways, but the primary one is funding. VCs invest money into startups, that's fine. And for many of those VCs, that's where it ends, unfortunately. At the same time, funding is only one of the four main problems that startups face. Another one is sales, growing as a company, selling your product. Another one is team, you know, how to build a strong team, not just of co-founders, but also employees, how to recruit new people, how to grow sustainably, as well as product and probably other challenges they face. But those are the four main ones. And if you know Ben Horowitz, the co-founder of Andreessen Horowitz, he actually mentioned that as a co-founder, as a CEO, you sleep like a baby. You wake up every 2 hours and cry. And many startup founders probably can relate to this, as the stress they face is tremendous. And you know, on a regular Tuesday, they probably look something like this. Juggling many different things, trying to make sure that everything stays intact, trying to put down all the fires that everyone else starts. And you know, what's the role of the VC then? Is it to just provide the funding for the startup, or is it to support them in more different ways? Just for you to understand, from according to PitchBook, on average, VCs have from 6 to 14 employees. And if you remember the challenges the startups face, is it actually enough to help with all of them? Is it enough to help build a product, help with the team, help with the sales? Or is it only to scout the startups, invest in them, and then manage it from financial aspect? So the goal of my talk today is to show that through the partnerships and through having the right partners and collaborating with them, they can actually manage to help in many different ways for the startups. Potential partners VCs can have, and speaking from experience leading partnerships at a VC, as well as now supporting VCs as a partner, VCs normally partner with leading businesses, including large companies like unicorns, decacorns, as well as large corporates like banks, cloud companies, etc. They partner with other investors. You know, if you've raised money, normally it's not just one VC that supports you. They would co-invest with you, with other investors. They would bring in others for follow-on rounds, and they would have very tight relations with those investors. And communities and experts. So whenever you are a VC, you normally don't have the authority, credibility, and expertise to advise on many different topics. Hence, you would have communities of experts that you actually onboard, you incentivize to support your startups. And you know, three of these are quite important. Normally, VCs focus on just the investors, and many of them don't really engage so much with those businesses and communities. Sometimes they will have experts on the payroll, but it's nothing too crazy, especially for small-scale VCs. But what I want to show you is how some of the top leading VCs in the region, but also globally, would support their startups, and then maybe that's something you can ask your VCs or something that you as a VC can think about doing as well. So all of these are partners of ours that we support, but they do add value to the startups in many different kind of ways. MMC Ventures, based in London, one of the top VCs in England, they actually introduce corporate customers to their B2B startups. And last chat I had with their head of platform, she mentioned that for some fintechs they have, they would introduce them to 20 banks, and then out of that they would get multiple customers, which helps tremendously both from the side of growing, from the side of credibility for the startup, as well as testing the use case, testing the market, and then getting feedback from the customers. And since they have a very wide network themselves of those corporates, what they would do, they would just make those introductions, and then the startups have an open door to talk to the customer and then sign them up. A similar way of doing things, actually there's a small VC, Catalyst Ventures in the Baltics, I had the pleasure of working with. They do B2B pilots with corporates. So they would run acceleration programs where they would connect a startup from Germany with a corporate from the Baltics, like Swedbank or Telia. And what they would do, they would facilitate the pilot so that early stage startups can get this initial traction early on, as well as test the product and understand how they can improve. Antler, probably you've all heard of Antler. They actually run monthly office hours with leading VCs. And while Antler doesn't invest necessarily after the acceleration program, through the continuing fund they do, but in this case, what they would do, they would facilitate introductions to many different VCs in Europe at least, and the US. They would run those one-to-one sessions for the startups to meet them in a very nice setting and essentially have a chance to raise funding further. BGF, also from London, they do have a very strong talent network of professionals and advisors, primarily board members as well as startup advisors that would essentially support all of the portfolio companies in the expertise that they are best in. Y Combinator as well, one of the most famous accelerators in the world. One of the things they do very well is they have a community of alumni that collaborates a lot. So they would run events for the alumni, they would actually ask partners to run those events, and what they would do, they would essentially empower the startups to work together, and the startups become partners, they become clients and suppliers of each other, they also support each other in many other different ways, the same as, you know, introductions, networking, and all those things. Deal, the company I represent, is a Y Combinator alumni. What Deal does is global hiring, but what we managed to do also is collaborate with multiple alumni of Y Combinator and essentially find ways and find synergies to add value to their businesses as well as have them add value to ours. So as a company that does global hiring, for example, we enable businesses to hire somebody in a different country in two clicks. That's great, but then maybe that business needs a laptop to ship to that person. So we have a Hoffi, who's also an alumni of Y Combinator that we met through the accelerator. And what does Hoffi do? They essentially allow the businesses to ship that equipment, laptops, phones, monitors, etc., to 100 countries or so in a couple of working days. So, you know, they add value directly to our business and they do earn revenue from that as well. Tenity. Actually, they used to be called F10, but they rebranded, so I'm not sure how many of you know this name. But they do something a bit differently. They have a monthly community event for inspirational purposes. Last time, they had like an Olympic swimmer talking about how discipline works. And you know, sometimes they also invite business leaders. They would invite partners and stuff like that. Knowledge sharing sessions. Founders Factory, one of my favorite partners. Actually, I ran a workshop for them just 2 or 3 days ago. What they would do, they would collaborate with the partners, like large businesses. They would invite them to share expertise and knowledge in particular fields so that their startups essentially understand everything without spending too much time on research, while also having access to those top advisors for one-on-one sessions as well. You know, if to summarize what kind of benefits partnerships can bring for VCs and primarily their portfolio companies, it could be three different ways to think about it. One of them is person benefits. You know, many of these companies provide discounts, free credits, You probably heard Amazon Free Credits and all those things. But essentially, you have a chance to have the leading solutions on the market and for the fraction of the price. Startups can save easily 100K per year on products and services if their VC is actively involved with this perks and benefits partners. And many of them offer that option if the VC inquires. Also, there is the other part, which is the white glove service. As a startup, normally you need all the help you can get. And if the partner of your VC supports you, they would be able to kind of add value from many different ways as well. Resource sharing, something that many partners also do. They would provide you the best tools on the market, sometimes for free, which is amazing because startups also don't need to spend time researching particular things online. They can just get the tool from HubSpot, Deal, Wise, anything else, and use it for free as well. They share knowledge resources. They would share reports. They would share calculators, tools, and all those things. Most importantly, they also share knowledge. Like I mentioned, Founders Factory, they would invite various different partners to essentially help the startups understand topics much deeper and better. Another thing which is very important is network and community. So facilitating those connections with various stakeholders through events, through essentially building community around the startups, both from the corporate side, from the business side, but also from the investor side. And this allows startups to network amongst each other, network with leading players in the markets, but also get access to advisors, get access to experts, and have those relationships with stakeholders that will pay off in the long run. Sometimes, actually, business development is another way. There is many companies who would want to sell startup services to their partners and their clients because that provides them better credibility, better relationship with their customers, and essentially helps them to grow themselves. One thing I should mention, and this is promoting Deal a little bit, but what we have built at Deal is one of the best partnership programs on the market. And our goal was, as all of us were former VCs, to add value from all the ways possible. So the best programs, they would have all of these in one place. They would have all of this together. As an example, as Deal, we want startups to pay only what's necessary for those services, and they benefit from the best pricing we have. So that's the perk side. For example, resource sharing, we always share all the latest reports that we produce, our knowledge department produces, Deal Lab. We also share free calculators, for example, for salary insights and all those things that normally you would need to buy reports for. But with us, our partners and startups can just press a few clicks and understand what does an account executive, country manager, or programmer make in a certain country. And of course, we always run these knowledge sharing sessions with our top partners like Antler, Founders Factory, Octopus, and others. What we would do, we would collect the startups in one room, physically or online, and we would just make sure they understand what they get themselves into when they expand, how can they hire sustainably, and essentially make sure they have all the right tools to do that. And network and connections, one thing we did, we built a marketplace for all the tangent solutions to our product, and we allow startups of our partners to access that marketplace and actually be listed there and be offered to 15,000 customers that Deal has. So having such partners normally benefits the VC, but also it benefits the startups directly because they have access to ways to save money. They have access to the resources that normally are either paid or inaccessible, as well as they get access to network, to stakeholders, and to connections that can make a difference. Some examples, you know, it's not just about Deal, but as a VC or as a startup, normally there is startup programs in many different companies and companies that are essential for startups' growth. Some examples are Salesforce, Notion, Miro, Wise, HubSpot, Brex, AWS, Google, etc. All of these have startup programs where startups can get perks, credits, benefits, and all those things. And if a VC is smart, they would have a Notion page or like a platform where they can put all of these discounts for the startups to benefit from and just save thousands every month. It's also very easy to implement. As mentioned, Notion is a free tool. Actually, I mean, there is also a discount for the paid version, but as a VC, it doesn't take time or resources to do it. Maybe it takes a week to set up partnerships with all of these players and more, and then the startups can benefit from this as well. resource sharing, as mentioned, this is actually from our own program. What we would normally do, we'd provide the tools to each stakeholder. For example, when we work with PE funds, we would send them a document we've created and studied about how to do cross-border carve-outs. When we work with startups that need to hire, we would send them global salary insights tool and all the other things, as well as run online events, in-person events, and other stuff. Network and connections, what we try to do with our top partners and what many companies like HubSpot, Google, AWS do, is they also provide you with that access to various stakeholders in your local community through events. We host dinners, we sponsor karaoke parties, a deal, as well as other things. But the main one that we offer is this marketplace that I mentioned, because actually you have a chance to target deals customers and grow your business that way. And I'll keep it short. I still have 4 minutes, but I think we are wrapping up now. If you'd like to join our community of 800 VCs, or if you'd like your investors to be part of it, and if you'd like to get benefits like perks, resources, events, knowledge sharing sessions, you're welcome to just reach out. Find me on LinkedIn. I think that's the easiest way. I don't have the QR code. I'm very old fashioned. And happy to connect, happy to find ways to support you, as well as work with your VCs to make sure that you grow sustainably, internationally, and quickly like Deal did. Thank you so much.